FBI Jacksonville's historic search for justice. Texas border business effort underscores the Bureau's unwavering commitment to justice for victims. 5 years ago, a murder victim's story was buried under 7,200 tons of landfill debris. In January 2020, the FBI's Jacksonville Evidence Response Team, ERT, leveraged their scientific expertise, critical partnerships, and relentless determination to recover the remains of missing Clay County, Florida, woman Susan Malden. This historic case marked the FBI's first successful landfill search for covered remains and underscores the Bureau's unwavering commitment to justice for victims, said FBI Special Agent Lauren Regucci, senior lead of the Jacksonville Evidence Response Team. On October 25, 2019, Florida's Clay County Sheriff's Office responded to a missing persons report for 65-year-old Malden. Her friend told investigators that Malden had recently argued with her contractor, Corey Binderham, over an unfinished bathroom remodel and a $12,000 payment. Binderham, who was named a person of interest, confirmed the dispute but claimed he gave Malden a $1,200 check on October 24. Surveillance footage and further investigation revealed key details. Binderham purchased contractor bags and concrete that morning, visited Malden's home at 8 a.m., and, by 9:20 a.m., had disposed of 300 pounds of waste at a local waste facility, which was later transferred to a landfill in Georgia. Critical collaboration. The timing was critical, said FBI Special Agent William Logan. 4 days after Malden went missing, Clay County investigators recognized the complex scale of the case and reached out to the FBI for help. They understood early on that both Bureau personnel and the specialized expertise of the FBI's evidence response team and laboratory assets, including the Technical Hazards Response Unit, would be necessary in what was about to become a massive, multi-agency effort. This rapid response was made possible by the incredibly quick, professional, and thorough work of the Clay County Sheriff's Office Robbery Homicide Unit, said Logan. Their efforts allowed us to confidently report to FBI executive management that Malden's body was likely in the landfill, and that we would find her. Investigators identified and sectioned off an area about the size of a baseball diamond with depths that ranged from 4 feet to 25 feet. Within the nearly 1,000-acre Chesser Island Road landfill in southeast Georgia, where they believed Malden's remains were located. After months of meticulous planning and collaboration with local law enforcement and waste management officials, the FBI Evidence Response Team, led by FBI Jacksonville and supported by members of the Clay County Sheriff's Office, the State Attorney's Office investigators, and FBI Jacksonville Task Force officers, launched a grueling, physically demanding search in January 2020. Regucci explained FBI Jacksonville had done a similar landfill search for human remains in 2018 and were able to lean on what they had just learned, as well as their strong relationships. But for Regucci and the team, the mission was about more than just recovering human remains. It was about ensuring that Malden, a widow from the United Kingdom with no family to advocate for her, received the justice she deserved. Searching the unsearchable. There are endless reasons why a landfill is a bad environment to conduct a search, starting with the scale, explained Logan. It's very physically and technically difficult work. It's household waste, construction waste, medical waste, in various states of decomposition. The smell is overwhelming. The FBI's Jacksonville Evidence Response Team was up for the challenge. Across the country, ERTs are deployed to complex crime scenes and catastrophic events, specializing in the collection and preservation of critical evidence, even in hazardous environments like landfills. Landfills are a business based on airspace. They can only go up so high, said Regucci. They have a vested interest in compacting everything down to the lowest level possible. When we went out to do the site survey, they had already finished spreading out and compacting a particular cell. That was incredibly helpful because it meant there were only 2 days of waste to sift through. The FBI's Technical Hazards Response Unit, THRU, was instrumental in setting up the infrastructure necessary for such a massive operation, ensuring there were portable restrooms and climate-controlled tents while also ensuring the safety and health of the search teams. Regucci explained that the search was grueling and physically exhausting. Photos cannot capture the grim conditions the teams endured, covered head to toe in protective gear, working 12-hour days, and racing against the clock. There was a level of desperation because we really felt that she was there, said Regucci. I remember Bill and I standing on the edge of the landfill and saying, "Susan, where are you? Help us find you." On January 29, after 9 days of searching, investigators found Mulden's skull and body parts. "When I knelt down, I saw the back of her skull, with hair still attached," said Regucci. "It was very overwhelming, just the culmination of, oh my gosh, we found her." The moment marked the end of a long journey but also the beginning of another, securing justice for Mulden's murder. "We had confidence that we would find Susan Mulden's body, but we needed the resources to achieve that." The special agent in charge coordinated the dig with the landfill, excavators, and crews from their agency, local law enforcement, and state attorney office investigators, said State Attorney Melissa Nelson. The dedication of resources, funding, PPE, an on-site anthropologist, and time ultimately led us to find Mulden's remains. She was a vulnerable elderly woman with no family to fight for her, but our collective efforts made sure she was not forgotten. The Bureau's commitment to justice. Corey Binderham was convicted of first-degree murder, burglary, and evidence tampering in the death of Mulden, and in October 2024, he was sentenced to life in prison. The FBI's expertise and resources were critical in finding Susan Mulden's remains and confirming the state's theory, said Pam Hazel, Clay County director and lead prosecutor on the case. "Every victim deserves justice and closure, and the FBI worked hand in hand with our office and the Clay County Sheriff's Office to ensure all efforts were exhausted. This case is not just about subject matter expertise and innovation, it is about humanity and the care that the FBI takes for victims," said Logan. "Mulden is all of us and could be anyone," said Regucci. "She didn't know a lot of people, yet there was a huge following of support for her and of the FBI through this process." The recovery of Mulden's remains was not just a victory for law enforcement but for the community as a whole. Mulden's case stands as an example of the FBI's unyielding pursuit of justice and the people, partnerships, and innovation that drive these efforts. "This case taught me to trust the process," said Regucci. "I had a lot of confidence that she was in the landfill. Whether or not we were going to find her was a different issue. When we all come together, the Bureau, ERT, through waste management personnel, and local partners, to tap into all our resources, it is amazing what we can do together."